welcome to the Divine Voice of Love podcast. In everything there is light. Here's your host, Sid, bringing their message from the divine.
Divine Spirit will be with us in every episode. They will bring enlightenment, universal knowledge, and divine truth to all. As you listen, divine energy of loving vibration will resonate deep inside of you, out of the darkness of fear and into the light of God's love. As you listen, your higher self will accompany you in allowing divine truth to be imprinted into your life. As you listen, they, meaning divine spirit, assist in the removing of all negative energies, thoughts, beliefs, emotions, and desires. As you listen, divine truth will be told, for you will be activated towards your highest and greatest purpose, towards a new and joyful way of life. As you listen, you will be guided to new truths for your soul's journey and a new and deeper understanding on your spiritual path. As you listen, any fear of falseness is transformed into love for truth to reside. As you listen, the illusion of separateness will be removed. Since they are always here, you are never alone. Spirit's been talking to me today about wanting to teach you guys about the vibration of love. The love vibration of God, the love vibration of Spirit, and the love vibration that resides deep inside of your soul. Now, we have a dimension, and it's an actual mathematical symbol. And in this symbol, it's a double star of David, is basically what it looks like. And it has petals, and like a lotus flower would have these petals, right? And this is the vibrational sequence of God. This is the vibrational sequence of Spirit. It's the vibrational sequence that's deep inside of you. It resides in your soul or in your solar plexus, is where it resides. And it has the vibration of the God creation. So if God's your creator and God is love, okay, so let's go over that again. God is love. It's another word for God. Love is God. God is love. The only place that we attain joy, peace, love, happiness is through the essence and the energy of the loving vibration of God. Since God created you, you have it inside of you. Now, when we activate this love vibration, okay, we can activate it in many ways. One, through our thoughts, when we have clean thoughts, clean words, when we have nice, gentle words to ourselves, okay, and others, it creates a vibrational flow of sound. And our bodies resonate to another human being speaking those loving words or tender words or sweet words to people, right? Sometimes people's voice, like my voice, has a vibration of that loving essence because it's inside of me. I activate it always. It's always activated inside of me. So when people hear my voice, because it's a sound vibration, right? Everybody calms. They center. They'll listen. When we activate the love vibration in our solar plexus, okay, it's about recognizing your own beauty, your own joy, your own presence of the divine. If you feel separate from God, if you feel separate from Spirit, that's why. It's because it hasn't been completely activated, and through lifetime and stuff like that, it starts dulling. Okay, it's a flame. And as we activate that flame and as we activate that light that is within us, okay, that vibration of love starts penetrating through every atom, every molecule, every breath, every thought, every willingness to do good and doing good and doings, okay? It brings kindness. It brings compassion. It brings forgiveness. It brings all of that, okay? So one of the ways to activate that, and this is a really easy way to do it, first of all, stand or sit quietly with full intention, with full intention, no fear, just full intention, and say, you can say it out loud, which once you start saying it out loud, you'll have more and more and more confidence in the words that you say, okay? So very clearly you say, I am in the heart of God. And God is in the heart of me. and say that a few times, I am in the heart of God, and God is in the heart of me. I am in the heart of God, and God is in the heart of me. What those words do is activate to the God source. Okay, so you're actually speaking about God, to God, with God, and being connected. And take that Star of David and let gold light come through the top of your crown chakra, the top of your head, and then just penetrate deeply through your mind, through your third eye, through your throat, down into your chest, and let it fill up your chest, and then let it drop down into your solar plexus. And have all the awareness of this gold light penetrating as a light force. So it's actually lit. Okay, it's lit. So it has a very beautiful sound vibration. So the sound vibration sometimes that we can use to clear out the vacancy or the fear that we have in our solar plexus is Om. When you hear the Tibetan monks and stuff, they're like, Om. And if you listen to my voice at the end of that Om, that's the vibration. It just kind of penetrates and radiates. So if you can hear that, and you can chant it, you can say it, you can learn how to do it yourself, but as that light starts activating in your solar plexus and visualizing that in your solar plexus, okay, let the light activate your light. You can picture it as a yellow flame. You can picture it as a ultraviolet flame. But as you just let that vibration sit and keep saying, I am in the heart of God. God is in the heart of me. Activate my life to my true self. Bring the light force within so that I share your love. Make me an instrument of your love and your peace. I will follow. Thank you for all of the wonderful blessings I have in my life that I've been given, that you've bestowed upon me. Allow me to follow in this light, your light for my life. You can say it in many ways. You can say it exactly how I just said it. What that's going to do is it's going to ignite the light that's inside of your soul with the love vibration of spirit, of God, of your creator. So as you let that flame, because it's a flame, you allow that flame to grow and get stronger. Visualize it, feel it, spend 20 minutes and sit in that flame, allowing it to spark inside of you your desire of love, your desire to give love, your desire to receive love, your desire to have joy, to be joy, to live joyfully, happily, fully, completely. So when we start talking in a religious context or the spiritual context of spirit and God, everybody thinks it's so big that they can't be connected. But the truth is that it's so big and so magnificent, we're all connected. We all have it. There isn't any soul that exists that doesn't have that love vibration. When we bring it fully into our lives, when we embrace it and own it and live it every day, our beings start to shine with light. It's kind of like if you look at Christ, or you look at the angels, okay? You look at the divine holinesses. They're just filled with this love vibration. So they can't have hate. They can't have jealousy and anger and all this stuff, because there's no room for falseness and no room of false beliefs and false idols, right? So they want you to learn the easiest manner. You know, we talked that spirit is present in every one of these podcasts. And that's why we do this podcast, for you guys to have the understanding and the divine feeling of love, okay? Because in spirit, there's only love. With the fill of this love, your guides, there's only love. Heaven is only love.
And so if you can start using the word love representing God, you can feel it differently in your body. Your energy of your body, the vibration of your body, will start vibrating to that love vibration. It will raise it higher. Your vibration will get quicker. You'll be able to receive more information from your guides and the guardians and the hierarchy. You'll be able to be more willing, because the only thing you'll feel is peace and joy. You won't have the fear of it anymore. And if you bring yourself into the heart of God and God brings himself into the heart of you simultaneously because you allowed it, right? Then your whole life will change. Allow the vibration of love to reside in your mind, your emotions, your heart, your spirit, your soul, your body, your being, your life, your family, your doings, your business. Everything that we do should only consist of that. And when you're in a situation where that is not residing at the time, or you're afraid, or it's just not, you can't feel that love, take a deep breath. Just stop, shut your eyes. Visualize that beautiful gold light vibration of the double star of David. Activate the soul again with that bright yellow flame or that bright violet flame. Say again, I am in the heart of God. God is in the heart of me. I have no fear. There is only love, and allow God to show me my way here. And your body will calm. Love will be present inside of your whole being and in the situation and the circumstances. Again, there is only love. Hope you enjoy this today. Take it with you. Please repeat it. Teach your children. Little ones, bright, yellow, bright, yellow, because they have it inside of them. It's so amazing. They just want to give it to you. My granddaughter says to the adults, instead of come hold me, she says, hold you, Grammy. There's and love, Daddy, because she's so filled with that love, and that's why they like hugs and kisses, and that's why they're so busy running around and being kind and friendly, and that's why when they say baby's sleeping, they look so peaceful. Because they're completely filled with loving vibration. Okay? Blessings to you all. Please continue to share all this information. If you have questions, get a hold of me. Of course, again, my name is Sid. And from the divine, with the spirit that's within, may love vibration enter.
May the divine cord of love and light penetrate my entire being, bringing the knowledge of my higher true self. May my life, my actions, my doings be that of only love. My mind is illuminated and filled with clear, direct words towards my greatest purpose. My throat releases all fear now to my perfect and full self-expression. My heart is filled so fully with that of only divine love. As I fill my heart with endless love, I release endless love out to myself, to others, and to God. As my solar plexus are filled with happiness, passion of my soul's greatest desire dances and penetrates throughout my entire being. One of purpose, one of passion, one of endless love, one of truth. As I receive the truth imprinted in my soul, my entire being is ignited with joy, a returning, a promise of recognition and the divine guidance. As I bring forward divine guidance, my being rejoices throughout the universe. God's will, God's way, God's bestowed blessings. I am liberated of all fear and anchored in purpose, in passion, in clarity, in direction, and loving truth. All of my days are now blessed with the divine of my highest self and the divine supreme God, living and bringing forth with the life force from within, one truth, one joy, one presence. As I walk in this continued presence, being his instrument of peace, love, and joy, I liberate other souls in their greatest purpose, passion, and joy as well. My abdomen is purified and cleansed of all guilt, for only joy, deep, deep joy, to reside. It is my pleasure to give my joy freely to others, and to myself, and to God. My lower back and tailbone thrives with boundless energy, creating money effortless and easy everywhere I go. I freely ground my life's purpose, igniting it into the earthly plane. May the divine light force within beckon my soul towards its greatest and most profound purpose. May I be love. May I be joy. May I be wisdom. May I be purity in all of my doings, in all of my ways, all of my days.
You've been listening to the Divine Voice of Love podcast. May our message ignite your soul's oneness deep within. Bring our message to your friends by liking and subscribing. Blessings to you all.
Penetrate your whole life, your whole being.